Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Kevin Remedy welcomes Douglas Crystal, Chief Architect at Dell Software, to the show as they discuss Foglight for Windows Azure Applications, a new product offering from Dell which helps monitor applications built on the Azure platform. Tune in as they chat about this solution, which can provide diagnostics and improve your application's performance quality. Kevin, the mic is yours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to TechNet Radio Cloud Innovators, our series of business value interviews for IT managers focusing on unique and valuable cloud solutions. My name is Kevin Remedy, and I'm a senior IT pro evangelist in the U.S. developer and platform evangelism team at Microsoft, and I'm your TechNet Radio host for today. Now, as you know, or you may know, Microsoft has a public cloud platform called Windows Azure. Windows Azure allows people and businesses to build and host scalable, globally accessible applications on a cloud-based platform as a service, again, in the cloud. And Windows Azure is also adding the capability to host virtual machines and really expanding your data center through secured virtualized networking, along with many other unique and powerful capabilities. Now, in today's installment of Cloud Innovators, we're fortunate to have with us today Mr. Douglas Crystal, Chief Architect at Dell Software, and he's going to tell us about an innovative solution they're selling to assist in Windows Azure application monitoring. Douglas, thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome.
Hello, Kevin, and how are you?
I'm great. Thanks very much. So, first of all, just to kick things off, tell us a little bit about your background. What's your current role with Dell?
Thank you, Kevin. And again, thank you for giving me a chance to talk to you a little bit about what we're doing over here at Dell. So my role primarily at Dell is to work on our cloud technology strategy. And my sort of role or what I've been sort of tasked with is basically taking a lot of our technology, which has typically been on-premise, and actually taking that over to the cloud. And we've actually, for the last couple of years, we've been moving a lot of that technology, over to the Azure platform.
Excellent, excellent. So moving more and more resources to the cloud, giving you some benefits of scale, I assume, and pay as you go and that sort of thing. And of course, that brings then probably a number of issues that you need to address. So certainly a lot of questions that need to be answered with that. And we're going to talk about a cloud innovation. An innovation that we're talking about today is called Foglight for Windows Azure Applications. So we're going to get to the specifics on that in a moment. But for those of you, for those of the viewers that may not be familiar with it, give us a brief description, even a little bit beyond what I introduced with the beginning here, of what Windows Azure really is.
Okay. Great question, and it's. I think even people who are in the industry still debate what is the cloud and where did we go from sort of hosting and when did it become the cloud and is a website not just a cloud, and probably one of the best ways to describe this is so Azure or Windows Azure as Microsoft calls it is Microsoft's cloud platform, and that encompasses many different sort of components. But the easiest way I find of describing it is basically a bunch or collection of computing resources that are delivered over the network. And in Microsoft's case, these resources reside in a Microsoft data center. And people develop applications, put those applications inside Microsoft's data center, and then those applications can then be delivered. And delivered as what we call usually software as a service. The one thing I would like to point out, we've worked with Microsoft for many years now, is when it comes to cloud platforms, there are many different types of cloud platforms. There's platform as a service, infrastructure as a service, and many other as a service kind of components. Microsoft have concentrated initially on platform as a service and infrastructure as a service. And it's in particular platform as a service, which kind of gives Microsoft a little bit of an edge. So if I'm a .NET developer and I develop a nice .NET application, but now I'm ready to kind of deliver it to the world. In the past, I would find a server, open up that server to some potential customers, and and then maybe create a package which is delivered from that server over to our customers. They would install it and they would run it. Now the challenge there is you're kind of limited, really to the power of a single server. And so the challenge is, as we've seen, over the last few years, these great big applications, from Facebook, Skype, LinkedIn, where when you get lots of people using a service, they need a level of scalability. Now that hasn't been available, to just your traditional .NET developer until Azure came along. So basically what the Microsoft Platform as a Service, Windows Azure, gives me as a .NET developer, it allows me to take my .NET application, it allows me to put it up into Microsoft's cloud, which then gives me a very scalable, very high performing computer system that I can then deliver immediately to my customers.
And scalable even in terms of being able to scale up and scale down at a moment's notice based on resource need, based on performance, based on Oprah going on TV and saying, I love this application, and everybody flocking to it, and then scaling it back down, but paying as you go, paying specifically for what you're using. So very, very powerful, scalable, globally accessible platform for these applications where a developer doesn't have to worry about the server or the infrastructure or the load balancing. It's all taken care of for them. But along with that, though, of course, is actually having the ability to understand, is my application functioning properly? What's the performance like currently based on the demand? What do I need to address? And I think, I'm guessing here, because I think you're going to answer this for us, that this is what we're addressing and that Dell is addressing with Windows Azure application, with the fog light for Windows Azure applications. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, Kevin. So, as Dell, we're a major player in the cloud, and we have a lot of experience of working with cloud technologies. We're in many sort of data centers, and we understand, from that experience, what's needed by customers, and that's exactly what we've done, is we've taken that experience of Windows Azure. And Dell's technology running inside large data centers and what those customers require to deliver a solution, which is called Foglight on Demand. Now, so what we have here is, okay, you're a .NET developer, you've developed your Windows Azure application, and you've launched it out to the world out there. Now, typically, when we look at sort of monitoring, and there's lots of companies out there who've developed various monitoring solutions over the years, people tend to look at CPU, memory. They tend to look at all kind of the basic counters that you would normally use when just monitoring a piece of hardware. Well, our belief and what our customers have been saying to us is, that's nice, and we do want to understand what that's about. But what we first want to know is, what's the experience that is being felt by our customers? One way to coin it is to say, what's the end user experience? Or what we've delivered here is end user monitoring. Because in the end, sort of, Kevin, is when you deliver an application, doesn't matter how busy or how slow the servers are, or how underutilized or overutilized, in the end is, if your customers are not having a good experience, then you have a performance issue, and that's what we concentrate on with Foglight on Demand.
Very interesting. Very good. So this sounds like it's a I assume a monitoring it then from the perspective of the user and then reporting back. So I have to think there's probably some configuration and an interface that the user of this solution will go to us, I assume, kind of a portal solution of some sort. Tell us about that configuration. Is it very difficult or easy to configure, and what's required to get it up and running?
Yeah, that's the beauty of delivering it, a SaaS solution. All the hard work, all the configuration is basically done on our end. Our product naturally sits on Windows Azure, and all the components, all the scalability is all behind the scenes. So literally, it's a case of you go to our SaaS hosted site, which is a Foglight dash on dash demand. And you log in. You basically put the the details of your Azure instance or instances. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes to do the initial scraping of the metrics from your Azure instances, and then you're off and running. And it's as complicated as that.
Sounds very, very good. Would you like to give us a brief demonstration? We'd love to see it.
I'd love to. You know, let's move over to my sort of screen, and I'll take you through the application. Over here I've just loaded up the Foglight on demand application, and as you can sort of see, it's a typical dashboard sort of screen here. Now we're not quite seeing all the screen here, but I'll be able to scroll down in a minute. I've had to go to a smaller size for the actual link demo here. But back to what I talked about just a little bit earlier, and that is really talking about, it's not just about monitoring the CPU or the memory. As a SaaS application owner, I've got my Azure application. There's some key things that I want to know, and I want to know immediately. And we like to sort of say, if the CEO or CTO walked into the room now and sort of said, is our application running? Is everything okay? Then, I want to be able to look at a screen and very quickly be able to say yes or no. So what we have here is, if you have a look on the left, or we've basically broken it down into three main areas here. We've got availability, application health, and data center. So the first one here is we have availability. What that's basically telling me is, it's telling me that my site is up and running and is available to the world. We do this is we basically have just small robot services that are deployed all around the world, and they basically connect in across the various networks and just test to make sure that the service is up and running. So we answer the first question: are we available? And the answer is yes, we are. Next is data center. So because your infrastructure is being managed and run by Microsoft, and one of the things that you want to do is, say your application was down. In the past, when people have used cloud services, what's happened is they spend a good deal of time trying to diagnose what is the issue? Must be something with my application, when it could actually be a data center issue. There may be something unavailable on the data center, and that's causing the issue. So rather than spending minutes or hours trying to diagnose when there is really no issue that you can fix, we let you know what is the status of Microsoft's underlying services and data center. So you see here, This Azure instance is deployed in North Central US, and you can see that all the services are up and running. The final component to the trio here on just is everything okay or not is application health, and that's basically giving a more detailed view of how well is your application performing. Are there objects? Are there errors that are happening to your actual sort of code? And here you can see, even though this is pretty much an unused sort of site here, there are currently some sort of issues which have been targeted as critical. That mean there's some services that are not actually working. While we're just on the home screen here, I just want to just explain a couple of other components. As somebody who provides a website, response time, which you see here, is quite important. And we see here that we've categorized the various sort of response times. And it's mentioned by major commerce providers is that once you start going over 4 seconds in response time for your website, then your traffic and acceptable usage of your website can go down considerably. And then finally down here is this is almost like the vanity stat. In many cases, we can sort of see the number of visits, obviously a site that's not visited, sort of very often. And we also get to see, sort of the hits, over this time frame. We can configure the time frame. You can do it over, let's say the last 15 minutes or last 24 hours, whatever kind of time frame you want to go through, then we can display the stats according to that. So, okay, so application health. So we're saying here that there's actually an issue here. So one of the first things you want to do is, okay, there's an issue. What's been going on? So the first thing we do here is we take a look at the health and we sort of see, is this an error or an issue that, our user been facing, the last couple of minutes, last few hours? And you can sort of see here that, this condition in this case has been happening, for over an hour now. Okay, so this is not just a blip. This is something that I do want to go and have a look and see what's going on.
A quick question for you. How is the determination between distinction there between fatal, critical, warning, and so on? How are you making that determination?
Yeah, great question. So we actually allow you to customize, the alerts, the alarms, and the thresholds. But typically how we kind of word this is that it fatal is your application or a key function in your application is unavailable.
Okay.
Critical is really a degradation of the service. So, that function is, maybe partially available or, is running fairly slow. Basically, fatal you should be responding to immediately, and critical is, okay, you have an issue, you should be responding, but at least people are probably still running to, right now. And then warning, as you would expect, is, okay, there's some kind of condition here which is, out of normal use, may start causing you issues. You should start taking a look at that at some time. And hopefully normal, we know what that is. Okay, so further down, we actually get to sort of look at, what are the instances, and then I click on the alarms, and then I can actually see the errors. So even though we sort of said, okay, earlier on in the conversation about, memory, CPU, not being kind of the primary concern, they are obviously a concern because they do have, they do have an effect on the end user experience. So here, if the end user's been, affected, we understand that, but we want to drill down into the root cause. And in this case, it appears that there's a memory utilization sort of issue. And if we drill down even further, we can then start actually diagnosing what's actually going on here. Now, using our experience as a major cloud provider and performance tools provider, we give you some background to what the issue is. And we also give you some suggestions on on where you may be able to optimize your code, or maybe you have to increase the number of roles you're running in Azure, or maybe increase the VM sort of size.
So this is a good indication. Maybe it's time to scale up a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. It's sort of interesting is we have many customers on this application right now, and it's been sort of interesting to sort of see that, as they've been running, still this scale out is, when do I scale out? When should I actually sort of do this? And they've actually been using this tool as a way of seeing, okay, we can see every third Thursday, we run a particularly sort of high load, and we should be scaling up for that. So, we have quite a few customers who use this to do some kind of predictive sort of scaling. So scaling up ahead of the load, not running into any issues, and then scaling down afterwards.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that's very interesting. So, and it all, of course, depends upon the application. Different applications have different patterns and cycles, and they're busy in certain parts of the day or certain times of the year more than others, and being able to use this as a way to learn and verify what you suspected, or, you know, unfortunately, sometimes be surprised when things aren't quite as expected. But it's a really good way to have that visibility.
Yes, a great point, Kevin. And you know, something that we have here, and you know, there isn't that much, you know, sort of active data here, but we actually keep a baseline. So we actually have some patented technology that we've used in a lot of our performance tools, you know, our on-premise performance tools, and that is where we do, you know, baselining. But it's not just to give you an average, but it's it basically works out what are your busiest days, what are your busiest hours. So, you know, in the past, people would set, you know, fairly sort of blanket thresholds. If it's over 80%, then it must be a problem. But on Thursday, you know, your peak loads might go to, say, 95%. But if your end user is still being served, and still being served in this case, you know, under 4 seconds, then you don't have a performance problem, and so you shouldn't be alerted, you know, as a critical issue that you have to go and do something. Mm-hmm. But you know, one thing that we like to talk to customers about is when you look at memory utilization, CPU utilization, what you want to know is that increasing over time, and it becomes a capacity question. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if over time, you know, my CPU is 90%, 92, 93, and it's gradually going up, then, you know, you obviously realize that at some point, you know, you will run into a performance issue. But that becomes a capacity, and it's like, okay, I know I'm going to run out of capacity, you know, in 3 months' time. Let's start doing some planning around that, and maybe, you know, scale up or, you know, or scale out.
Okay. Very good. Well, it sounds like a very, very useful tool, very powerful. Anything else that you want to show us here?
There's a lot of depth to this tool. The key thing, obviously, just in this very short sort of presentation, was to kind of give you a sense of what we're providing here. There's a lot of detailed metrics, you know, under each of these sort of areas. Just to show you some of the drill downs. You know, so if you looked at data center, we tell you the status of all the different components, within the data center. We give you your top URLs. Now, unfortunately, there's only two or three URLs here, but we will tell you what are your busiest pages, what are the busiest images or files that are on your site, and we'll tell you the relative performance of those as well. Hmm. And then sort of finally, you know, without drilling down into too many of these, is we're actually just betaing the SQL Azure components to this application, and probably by the time a lot of people are looking at this, you know, this will actually be widely available. And what we basically have here is we have our database instances, and then we allow you to click on the database instance, and then if we go on to one that's actually live and active. So you can sort of see if there are any alarms, again, giving that high-level view, but then you start to get a detailed view. You can see the bandwidth, its availability, amount of storage that is being used. So this is a very exciting component that we have coming with this application.
Excellent. Very good. All right. Excellent. So thank you so much for that demonstration, Douglas. I have a quick question for you that is not a planned question, but I thought I should ask it. You have a cloud application that is your service, and it's a software as a service solution in the cloud, based in the cloud, for the sake of monitoring my applications. But who's monitoring your application?
Great question. It's the monitor monitoring the monitor. So, yes, it's kind of eating your own sort of dog food. So, you know, we have many teams who work with sort of Azure, but yes, we have an instance. In fact, that probably would be a great instance maybe for another demo, is actually to show, you know, ourselves monitoring ourselves, demoing ourselves. So, great question. But yes, that's we do use the app to monitor.
Excellent. Good to know. So you hinted a little bit at the future of the product and some coming functionality, in particular with regard to SQL Azure, which is really exciting. Tell us anything. Is there anything more you can tell us right now about the roadmap for the product? Any additional capabilities that we can expect in the near future?
Sure. It's it's a great question. So, a key thing here is we're on Microsoft's sort of platform here, and what actually surprised us is with a lot of our customers, you know, who use a lot of Microsoft technology, is particularly around Windows 8. And we know Windows 8, as as an operating system, has been rolling out there, and Microsoft are very happy with how that's sort of going. But usually, when you look at developers and their needs, usually there's actually a little bit of a lag. But there hasn't. One of the most requested items is actually to provide a Windows 8 dashboard to this sort of same application. So, so it's that actually surprised us, and we got quite excited about that. So, in the next couple of months, we'll be making available a Windows 8 tile dashboard for the application, and also we'll be going mobile as well. So starting with the Windows mobile system, and then onto the other platforms. As we sort of said, is one of the key things with the application is, at all times you want to know, is my site up and running and are my users having a good experience? And so, whether you're in an office or whether you're on the road, you want to be able to see that at a glance, and that's what we're looking to provide.
Excellent, excellent. So you said it, I believe you said the URL earlier, but why don't you share it again with us? Where do you want to send people to get more information about the product?
Yeah, so we have our own sort of site for this application. The address is foglight-on-demand.com.
And Foglight on Demand.
Okay. Yeah, Foglight on Demand. And there's basically a little portal there. Gives you a couple of little videos about the product. The usual sort of little white papers and a few other articles. And then there's a link for a free trial, and basically, if you register, you can be up and running in sort of 5 minutes.
Fantastic. Well, Douglas, thank you so much for your time today. It's very, very interesting, very innovative, and we certainly appreciate that here on Cloud Innovations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Really enjoyed being on today, and hope to see you soon. Thank you.
All right, excellent. And we'll see you next time on TechNet Radio Cloud Innovators.